I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is Charles Latshaw. He's the artistic director and the conductor of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, and they present jazz in the concert hall. It takes place at Bloomington High School North, Saturday the 9th, 7:30. Charles, thanks very much for joining us. We just heard just a little bit of a Dave Baker piece, and that's going to be one of the pieces on the program. Tell us about the rest.
The concert is designed to be an amalgamation of jazz and classical music, pieces that were either written somewhere in between or pieces that, for various reasons, fell into jazz or classical ideas. The most famous piece on the program is Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And when Gershwin wrote the piece, it first appeared on a concert called An Evening of Experimental Music with Paul Whiteman's band. And that it was really just that, an experiment. What happens if you take essentially a jazz musician like Gershwin and you throw him into a classical setting or give him a classical piano and try to make something happen between the two? And the experiment worked in the case of Rhapsody in Blue, for sure. What we've done with Rhapsody in Blue is we've now asked a jazz musician, Luke Gillespie, who's on the jazz faculty at IU. He's playing the piece. And what's happened is I keep encouraging Luke to try to make it more jazz, less classical in some places. And Luke and I have bounced ideas back and forth. Luke was telling me that from a pianist's perspective, classical pianists think the piece is a jazz piece, and jazz musicians think it's a classical piece. So right now I'm trying to get a jazz musician to play it as a jazz piece, and we'll see what happens. The rehearsals have been really, really fun. David Baker's piece is called Shades of Blue, and he's taken 12-bar blues, but he's written blues form for essentially a classical orchestra. It's the exact same size orchestra and the same instruments as Mozart would use, with the addition of a tuba and a bass trombone. So let's say late Beethoven symphony. But there's nothing unusual about the orchestra. What's unusual is the chords he chooses are jazz chords. The rhythms are jazz rhythms. And then we run into these discussions of, is it a classical piece that has blue notes in it? Do we play it straight, dot, 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 dot? Or is it a jazz piece for a classical orchestra? Do we swing it, da, da, do, and da, and do, da? And the variations are really, really fascinating. Unusual piece by Shostakovich that is a waltz from his jazz suite. And the funny thing is, people say Shostakovich wrote jazz. I had no idea, and he really didn't. It's classical music that he had written for a jazz band, what he called a promenade band. And later he turned them into ballet suites, and it's entirely classical. It sounds extremely like Russian folk music, but it was originally written for a jazz band. Very odd idea. Two other pieces on the program, Antonin Dvorak's Carnival Overture, which is just a wild ride. It's just lots of fun. That piece fits in to the program from my perspective because Dvorak was one of those composers who took his own folk music, Czech folk music, and when you listen to Dvorak, you can hear the Czech countryside there. It's not so different, I think, from George Gershwin taking his music from Tin Pan Alley and putting it into a classical setting. Very similar ideas with very different implementations. And we have another soloist on the concert. Her name is Ren Martin-Doike. Ren is the winner of our youth concerto competition this year. She's playing Camille Saint-Saëns' Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, and she just plays fabulously. It's fantastic working with her.
We've been talking with Charles Latshaw. He's the artistic director and the conductor of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra about their Jazz in the Concert Hall. It takes place at Bloomington High School North, Saturday, May 9th, downbeat at 7:30.
That's right.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.